The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Hello everybody, this is Henry. I'm coming at you with a beef of the week straight out the gate. This is globally a local FM. This week we're in Liverpool, mate. My beef of the week is that my Google keeps swapping to Dutch and I don't know what the fuck I've done to deserve it, and I don't know what the fuck I should do to change it. And truly, this has been my...
No, I know exactly what you mean, where it's like you have changed everything to English, but there is some setting somewhere that is still for me in Latvian, and sometimes I get things in Latvian. I think It's just tied to your actual like Gmail Google account when you first made it, and it's tied to the region you made it in.
Yeah, I think that has to be it as well. Because I'll just be doing something like, I don't know, and then suddenly something that I didn't like, some feature that I didn't even know of shows up in Dutch, and it's like, can you leave me alone? Like, I'm begging you. Just show it all in one language, and the language I've chosen is English, so... You know?
Yeah, I also generally don't understand why it can't be just as easy as I click and I want language. Like, I click English, that's it. Just give me everything in English. That's it.
Yeah. So, it's been really annoying me again recently. So, just had to bring it up, people. I'm glad you relate to me, Rudy. I've just got a theme for this week. And I think this week, Rudy, it's time to be nice.
Uh-huh.
Thoughts?
Well, I don't know. I've been nice.
I think we're going to run a scorecard on this episode. Oh. And we're going to be nice. And anybody that says something mean gets a point. And then the one who gets most points is the loser for the episode. It's like golf style, you know? A high score is bad.
Okay. I'm down for this.
Okay. Glad to hear that, Rudy. I think you're looking really good today. I think you're looking energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like the sock that you put on your mic.
It's the same sock as I've been using for all other recordings.
I now have safe space to admit I really like it.
I really like it as well. Thank you, Rudy. You think I should swap up the color sometime?
Yeah, makes nice. Nice look. All right. Once in a while. Mood change.
These socks are going on my feet tomorrow, and then next episode we're going to have crazy new socks.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily needed to know that, but...
what do you think I do with my socks otherwise?
Don't you put them on your hand?
Oh yeah, classic. I forget to buy gloves, so I just put on tons of socks.
Are you not supposed to do that? And I just raise my hands in the camera and it's all like in socks.
You did really well to prepare for this bit then that we just came up with. All right, Rudy. I see the fire's burning in your eyes. You're ready.
That's a harsh topic to talk about because you probably heard of LA fires right now.
Okay, I didn't mean it like that. I meant it like the passion of your soul is ignited.
It is. Actually, I could take a minute to talk about the passion of my soul, which let's see if at any point they actually hear about it here. But yeah, for those who have been following me, you know that for the past year I had taken up the hobby of a Dungeon Master and Dungeons & Dragons campaign. And by the time this episode comes out, it's going to be the oldest of news. But it is for me semi-recent that we finished my first ever campaign. We went on for a full year. And I made a presentation for my players later on. And then there are just some statistics that surprised me. We had approximately 25 sessions throughout the year, approximating together for 90 hours. We played approximately 90 hours. For those 25 sessions, we had 45 maps made.
Oh boy, Jesus. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's just crazy how much we went, like how much we committed to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There were approximately 10 near deaths of our characters. 20 special items in the middle and stuff like that. It's just crazy. I put it under numbers and now they look back and they're like, damn, that took so much. And I am so happy about it. Like when we ended, everybody was so emotional. I was emotional because everybody else was emotional. Like, I was going to be emotional. I was ready to say goodbye, but because I was the DM, I was preparing for the longest of times. It just kind of, you know, happened. But then on that day, on the last session, I realized how much my players actually cared about the world I created and about the game itself. And that made me hella emotional on the day.
Yeah. I mean, if anything you sink 90 hours into is pretty, a pretty big effort, pretty meaningful, especially if it's such a like a community event like that.
Yeah.
Well done, Rudy.
Really proud of myself and of my players. So if any of my players hear me talk about this in this episode, well, love you to bits. Right.
And if any players hear me talking about it right now, I would have loved to send you an edible arrangement, but you didn't tell me when you were playing. And that's not an accusatory, it's just like a statement of fact. That's mm-hmm. just the way it is. I
yeah,
just didn't,
yeah, yeah.
I nice didn't
save.
Know.
I will I didn't say, know nice save, buddy, you were for playing. Your own score system. Nice save.
I didn't know when you were playing, and that's okay. I don't need to know.
It was a very last minute
saying,
decision, yes.
Yes, if anybody were to send me a message next time, there will be a fruit basket. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I was actually, I wasn't sure how willing my players will be to go for a longer session because we played for 6.5 hours. The last session was really long, right? With breaks in the middle. But I was like, if you don't want to commit, I'll buy you a vodka Red Bull.
Yeah, no, I think for a last session like that, I think everybody understands that it's going to be a long one and you just got to round it out. Otherwise, you know, if you time it too strictly at that point, it's going
to
be
committed to the point where I was surprised, which, I don't know, it was really heartwarming. Anyways, I think it is time for us to go into the news.
Well, about the news, Rudy, I had some negative comments to say about Liverpool, so I'm just going to retract those right now. I think the news cycle has actually been very wonderful.
Can I ask
in
a question?
Liverpool. Yes?
Your score system about being nice, that was pre-made, right? Like you didn't come up with that just now. That was in your prep.
I was just going to be nice in my prep.
No,
I didn't have a score
what
system.
What I'm pointing out is, which is just funny to me, it's no way negative comment. It's just a
okay.
comment.
That's
just
funny a comment.
That you made an intro where you're like, I'm going to be nice, and then made a prep for an episode saying something bad about Liverpool.
Yeah, well.
It's a bit contradictory, no?
What can I say? I think that's nice.
Good. Yes.
Do you think it's nice as well that I brought a beef of the week just before starting with this whole nice thing?
Well, that's actually, it's smart. I see how you did it smartly. You did the beef of the week and then you introduced the system, which I think you're very smart for that, Henry. I want to stress that. I think you're very smart for that.
I appreciate that. I actually would like to say that I think I'm very smart as well, but I'm going to be humble and I won't say it.
Okay.
Anyway. Let's jump into the actual news then. As a quick intro, since we didn't do this, for those who don't know, Liverpool, is in the UK, the United Kingdom, for those who don't know, a sparsely known country in Europe. So this might be like a bit of a difficult episode for some people.
I've heard about it in passing. But
Liverpool is in the northwest of England, is known to have a very difficult to understand accent. Are you familiar with Scouse, Rudy?
No. Like, it's probably I've heard of it, but if you say the word, no accent pops into my mind.
Yes. I would say the same for me, to be honest, but look up some videos of, it's usually football related, so sorry if that's not your interest. But it's like genuinely, like sometimes you're just listening to them talking. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? And that's not negative. That's just like an observation.
Yeah, it's the same vibe as you've seen that Adele interview where she just talks and you just try to listen. But the caption for the meme is usually like average British person talking. And she just talks about something, answering an interviewer question. And you just listen. You're like, is this even English?
Anyway, former garbage dump, thriving with return of wildlife.
Are you describing Liverpool right now?
Yes. Well, more specifically, Otterspool. The area of Otterspool was named after the otters that used to live there, but they were like, they kind of just left after the area became a garbage dump and was polluted from construction works. nowadays the area got transformed back into a green park, like right along the river, and a lot of native species are returning, but no otters yet, so the hope is that they come back at some point. But, Rudy, and here's where it gets interesting, new council legislation may threaten the area again, with companies soon potentially being allowed to store carbon dioxide waste in the Bay of Liverpool.
Oh, I love those four otters. They eat that shit up, I think, said my otter friends.
A good old carbon chip.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with geologically storing carbon dioxide? Because this article was the first I've ever heard of it, so I was just looking into it.
My backyard hobby.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Channel 5 News. This is your 6 a.m. news on a Monday morning, and today our correspondent Biggest Dickus will discuss his hobby of generating coal.
You take a piece of coal, and you know, it's like planting a tree. Those coal nodes and the deposits. Dig up a hole, put it in there, give it some love. Put the dirt back on after approximately. It's a bit of a time, but you have to wait not that much, like 50 million years ish. come back to the hole. There's a lot of coal there suddenly.
Oh,
it's very sustainable.
Exciting. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think I might take up that hobby and just bury my backyard full of coal.
Why is my lawn burning? How does it make sense? Ground is over. Hellfire. What is this? It's just Henry's deposits of coal underground burning.
The fruits of my labor. It's paying off, it seems. Yeah, but
it's all sustainable, guys. It's just a cylinder of black smoke rising into the air. It's all sustainable. It's all sustainable, guys.
But are you familiar with geologically storing? Okay, so apparently, and this is what the article said, is you inject, I don't know how exactly, carbon dioxide into a rock, and then you just throw it underground, or I guess in this case, into the Bay of Liverpool.
Oh, like porous rock?
I don't know.
Because I've heard of some gases getting stored underground in porous rocks, because those pores really hold them well, apparently.
Well, yeah, that would be it then.
So maybe that... Yeah, okay, but... Yeah, sure, because I guess it... Does it completely neutralize it, or absorb it better? Or is it just, I put a lid on something and at some point somebody will find out and just smoke themselves?
I mean, I guess it's the way it reads to me is the same as nuclear waste. You just throw it in a hole and it's not going to leave, but at least it's
quote-unquote gone. Coming over with a shovel, puts the shovel in the ground and just freaking blasts his face off. Just, hey, Jimmy.
I mean, it's just I think kind of a temporary solution, in the sense of it's not good to keep doing, but I guess it's better than nothing, ? Except the otters won't love it. Anyway,
Otters.
Am I right, Rudy? Sorry,
otter,
that was actually
otter
quite
husband
negative.
Goes away from the wife in the morning. Bye, honey. Comes back. Yo, what's up, Matilda? Been smoking for 5 years just because you went to a field of dioxide. I'm waking up, action test, it's a revolution, I suppose.
Oh, that's good. Alright, I'm gonna deduct myself 1 point for saying fuck the otters, so sorry about that. Rudy, your article?
The Villain Convention of Liverpool, have you heard about that?
I haven't.
It seems that in the last week, undercover, the world's greatest villains met in Liverpool and some of them got jailed. So let me introduce you to this pearl of an article and some of its pieces. Article name. Laughing drug dealer, Mercedes driver and champion MMA fighter jailed this week. Which is already quite the roster. A taxi driver with a secret online identity, a laughing drug dealer, and a former cage fighter, Paul Boom Boom Cahoon, were among the Mayerside criminals jailed over the past 7 days. also looked up was a man who lost his head and fought with security staff at the pole dancing club.
What? Lost his head?
Quote unquote, as in, like, I think gone.
Oh, lost his head. Yeah, okay, no. I was taking it a bit too literal.
I'll give you three examples because there's, like, this is just the article title. There were seven people crazily described. I'll give you the three pieces that I like the best. Mm-hmm. So, a copy of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf was discovered inside a taxi driver's home. After his secret online identity was revealed, Andrew McIntyre published a string of sickening posts on messaging app Telegram following the fatal stabbings of two children during a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Southport last summer. This included calling for the Home Secretary to be hanged and inciting violent action before rioting erupted in the seaside town, Liverpool City Centre and Waltron. He also told his followers after one such ugly episode, "Well done last night, lads. To all you heavy hitters, are you ready for round two?"
All right, you know someone's up to no good when they're writing in Telegram. Like, that's just the default, oops, I'm kind
hate
of a
crime.
Bad guy.
This is hate crime against Taylor Swift. This is what come to. Then, a dad with another side sent a picture of his bum to an undercover police officer he believed was a 13-year-old girl. Paul Smith engaged in a series of lewd chats on Snapchat and messaging app Kick, telling the supposed teenager that he had a thing for bad girls.
Ew.
And then, last but not least...
I thought it was funny until you said it's supposed to be for a 13-year-old.
Former cage fighter Paul Boom Boom Calhoun spent nearly a decade on the run in Dubai as one of the mayor's side's most wanted men before he was caught after suffering a brain injury. A senior figure in the gang which trafficked tens of thousands of pounds worth of cocaine and amphetamine between Liverpool and South Wales. He then spent more than a year in custody in the Middle East before his extradition back to the UK.
All
so,
right.
Lovely times in Liverpool is what I hear in the last week.
He sounds like the best guy in that story, to be honest.
Yeah, I think the only things that are missing on this roster is the Joker, Thanos, and who else are we not getting? Osama bin Laden, but somebody else got to him, I heard.
Is it pronounced Thanos?
No, it's Thanos. I just said it Thanos.
Oh, okay, cool. I was just thinking, holy shit, I've been wrong this whole time. But we're good.
I don't think you would admit it anyways, because you don't care about that.
No, I wouldn't, but it's more just like...
It's Thanos.
I would to be surprised. Anyway, sorry, didn't mean to derail, Rudy. That wasn't very nice of me. Yeah, sounds like Liverpool's really got it going on. Bunch of nice lads running around.
Yeah, no, I read this article and my mouth was just opening wider and wider when I was like, how is this, like, just typical, you know, Liverpool vibes, I guess. Just another day at the races.
Yeah. Well, I've had a further look into the news on my end, and there was not much nice I could find. I thought this article was a bit silly, in my opinion. The title was, Business Owner Almost Loses Business Over Selling One Bag of Chips. But in reality, he was selling food after 11 p.m. for over 2 years. And was just caught selling that bag of chips.
Oh,
but
my
he's
God,
basically
hate...
been illegally
this is...
operating.
This
operating
is Fox
for
News,
years.
Basically. This is Fox News in America.
Yeah, it's a bit...
They just blatantly, basically, either misinform you or blatantly lie in your face. And then you read it, like, between the lines and you're like, it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I think Liverpool, y'all need to go out there and get a more reliable news source. Or
also
at least
Liverpool,
send...
I'm sorry, Uganda had more cool news than you had.
Yes, 100%.
Like,
100%.
We are. This is not to take negative, maybe on Liverpool, but Uganda, stay winning out there. Because I'll be honest, you know, we both two white boys originally from Europe, we arrogantly thought, oh, we finally got UK Liverpool. It's going to be one of those like, easy prep because there's going to be tons of news.
Yep. This was easily one of the worst preps. So, sorry. how do I spin this positively?
Because
this was
there
one
was
of the
an
most
abundance,
challenging preparations. All
abundance
right?
of stuff.
Abundance of suboptimal of not abundance of articles that are not as thrilling as other ones we could find for different
so
countries.
So the thing, we don't want to hurt your feelings. We would just like to give you our feedback if you were willing to have it, which is write something nice or funny once in a while. It just lightens everybody's day, I think. I think that's valid. It's not negative to say that.
Yeah, I think that's valid. I do think it's funny to say write something funny once in a while.
Like, anyway, look, a couple of years ago, somebody wrote the Bible. Look how that became a big joke.
That was pretty funny. But I will say I'm very, very, very Christian, so please don't judge.
Yeah, no, we don't disrespect them. God forbid, pun intended.
Yes, nice. Yeah, I do just want to remind everybody that if you don't watch out, you're going to hell. And that's not negative, that's just a fact of life.
That's just a fact of life. So whilst you ponder on that, we're going to go and do our praying session of today, and you guys get to listen to the ad.
Yes.
Two months into 2025. How are you holding up? Are your New Year's resolutions slowly sizzling away into nothingness? Or perhaps the other way around, still going strong? You don't have to tell me what the biggest issue with these things is, I already know. Haters, right? The ones that are supposed to be your friends, family, or even some randos on the internet. Here you are, trying your absolute best, but for them, it doesn't matter.
Oh bro, I can bench 3 times as much.
Hey, I mean it's good that you are learning to cook, but come on, that was an easy dish.
Hey, so how's that knitting going? Still don't want to pick something fun, right? Yeah, that's what we all gotta deal with from time to time. But hey, some of us actually like putting them in their place. So for those of you out there who are mistreated and don't have the guts to do this yourself, hey, slide into my DMs. Just drop the number and the lines, darlings. I'll do the rest. Let me give you a pre-recorded example to showcase my skills. Right, here goes. Hi, is this Martha's sister? Oh, lovely. I just quickly wanted to give you a call and remind you that you're a fucking piece of good for nothing and just overall a huge. Have a lovely day. So you all know where to find me. I'll be expecting your requests.
I think this is an excellent service. You could see, you could hear how nice they were when they signed off with "Have a lovely day" on that phone call.
Yeah, exactly. Whoever's writing this ad, I could almost feel how much they were scrambling for content because their prep didn't give them any leeway.
Well, I think whoever wrote this ad did a pretty good job. And that leads me to a genuine question.
I'll give them my regards. It's very nice of you to say that.
I am just naturally, like, my natural state of being is nice. So it doesn't take any effort for me to shower someone with compliments, for lack of a better term. I do have a genuine question. It doesn't take any effort for me to just shower.
It's crazy. Some people should take lessons from you about that.
I do have a question, Rudy. Genuine question.
Go on.
Are haters the toughest part of a New Year's resolution for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because my New Year's resolutions maybe didn't feel that big to some people, but they're big to me.
I feel like I've never actually had anybody comment on a New Year's resolution that I've had.
Let me tell you, if we didn't have today a specific rule to be nice to each other, I would set an abhorrent joke right now, but I'm so nice today that I won't. And that's nice of me, I think.
I think that's very humble. Nice. Very nice to
I'm
leave
very humble.
With that. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
extremely
yeah.
humble of you, actually. Okay, well, in that case, I'll be nice and move on to the next segment, which is keeping an eye out. So everybody, get ready. You head out to the city for a lovely day of sightseeing, enjoying the scenic docks, the underground adventure in the tunnels, and the classic English cathedral. Maybe even a game of football, innit? After walking around all day, you decide to visit a bar. And emboldened by the fact that you're finally in an English-speaking country, you try to strike up a conversation at the bar. You say hi to the person sitting next to you, who responds to you, but you can't even make out what he's saying. So as he rambles on, sounding like his mouth is full all the time, you slowly nod yes and back out of the pub. But listening to an unintelligible accent is something that you enjoy, then maybe Liverpool can be your ideal next destination.
Lovely.
I was gonna try to actually do the accent, but it wouldn't do it justice, so I'll just stick with my shitty old English. Good old
What is this? Admitting defeat?
No, sorry. I'll stick with my great, like, accurate English accent.
We stay
accent.
Winning kings and we keep each other up. That's what we do.
Thank you.
That's what we do.
Rudy, if the haters are bringing down your resolution, then I think you were just a lover keeping mine up.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see if you have what it takes to become a local of Liverpool, United Kingdom, in the segment called Going Local.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get the obvious one out. How do you like to get wet? Whatever your answer, Liverpool will do it to you without consent most days of the year, so you better have the right state of mind for it. Then, you know those two-story killer buses which are out for blood in the streets of a town named London? Well, you ain't escaping them here either. The streets are a bloodbath. Survival the fittest. I hear they weed out the weak ones first.
All right.
And not to forget, if you are like me and are of the mind that football is fine, but you're not that big of a fan, this ain't the place for you. They'll eat you alive with fish and chips whilst they scream over their TV screens at pubs. So,
it's probably true.
If you think that all of this is either completely non-applicable to you because you couldn't care less, or you are right up this alley to survive all this, I believe Liverpool United Kingdom is exactly for you. So go check it out.
Yeah, I will say one of the troubles, I guess, or one of the challenges, sorry, not trouble, one of the challenges of finding news here is that the football news, like,
overwhelms everything else. It drowns everything else out.
Yeah. So that's what happens to you if you enjoy sports too much, people.
Yeah, if you listen, you write Liverpool news, the first three Google pages is only football related. Only.
Yep.
So that's kind of when your, I guess, your town's thingy becomes like, the personality grows way too big. So you only get known for that one thing.
Well,
anyways, who are we to ponder this? We are here to advertise some local businesses, I believe.
Yep, so my choice is when you're in jolly old England, you gotta go to a pub. And when you're in Liverpool, why not go to the oldest pub in the city called Ye Hole in Ye Wall? So it is a genuine pub and not just a literal hole in a wall. And it looks pretty good, so I reckon it's worth a visit.
That sounds actually like vibes. Now, I am always down to see and try unique things and support the local businesses, but goddamn, I would like to visit this one. Go and visit Moose Coffee by the Mersey River, where my only question is, how talanda is that moose?
I'm pretty talented by the sounds of it, if they're able to run a whole coffee shop. All right, well then for the local radio stations, this is not going to be the most exciting one, people, but I think there's nothing more British than listening to the BBC with a cup of tea, so maybe that's what you should do this week.
Yeah, I have to change it now because of the rule. In support of my co-host, Henry, I recommend you to listen to Old School Jams Radio because, yes, he is aging like fine wine.
Thank you.
And that's fine, because we accept him for who he is. Am I right? And we love you for it. So whenever you think of my dear co-host, just Old School Jams Radio.
Yeah. Sorry, I just want to make it clear. I think that was nice, but I'm not that old. Just for the listeners.
His birth year starts with a one. Just want you to know that.
Yeah. I mean, I am turning 40 next year, but I look pretty spry for my age, I reckon.
Yeah, when we started Vagabond Dilemma, I wasn't born yet.
All right.
It's full AI that he trained. I actually don't exist in real life.
Yeah, that was Henry's actually a prediction.
Henry's just been AI this whole time.
Oh, how sad would that be? Just podcasting with an AI? Sorry, that would be
AI,
actually kind of cool. That would be a real challenge,
not to be negative
about
cool.
it.
That's cool. So anyways, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to episode 38 of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah. Right, Tom of Huzzah. We saw Henry's face. And yeah, Tom of Huzzah. Yeah. If you need some time to just talk or just give me some feedback and you don't want to do it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anything else where you find us, pop on to Instagram, 000RUDYS000, 3 0s, Rudy's 3 0s. My DM's always open. Henry, what about you?
You'll just find me in a pub, to be honest. And I am actually one to go to a pub fairly regularly, so just make sure you're at the right one.
Yeah. He really narrowed it down for you, so
Well, that's part of the challenge.
Can't wait for you to meet him. Go check out our colleague Colossal Pengu on Twitch. And where are we going next, Henry?
You'll find us next week in Palik here in Micronesia. And stay tuned, people, because it's a really exciting one. It's going to be the hateful episode where we just spew hate the entire time.
Oh!
So, catch you there.
This is still the episode. I am not ready for it. I would never do it. And I'm like, oh, Henry, I'm about to whoop your ass.